Sentient beings be liberated by the sound of the holy Dharma. For inconceivable 10 million eons, may you abide in this world receiving the Dharma.
Good morning. So today, this morning, Longwa Puja. I don't have any qualities and no real benefits to sentient beings. no real benefit to the sentient beings. So it's kind of shy to accept long life puja. In reality, Lama Yish, who is kinder than all the three time Buddhas, to me and his students, he would never accept long life puja. He asked to puja, but not particular like this traditional this long life puja. Wouldn't accept him. But I accept yeah, very bad. who can benefit the sentient meditation Buddha practically didn't accept. Do not accept. I think maybe Tishida one time was done after Dharma celebration, first Dharma celebration. His Holiness, we request His Holiness to do Mahamudra teachings then after that, His Holiness Song Rinpoche gave a initiation commentary at the beginning, because you can't do that. You can't give that at the end. It's inauspicious to do at the end. Or guru, disciple, to not meet or separate or some, to not meet or something like that. Either the guru passed away, something like that, separation. So, done at the very beginning, the initiation, and Majilabdhan, initiation, Majilabdhan. Guhya Samaja, I think, commentaries, initiation and commentary, and then Hiruga, Bodha Mandala, initiation and commentary, and the Vajrayogini commentary, initiation. So, also, probably more than a month, I think. First Dharma celebration, then I myself, Mickey Mouse, I did, Lava asked me to give Injujata initiation, so I received a Kapan Pujabji, from the Holy Mouth to the Kapji, second Tanshan Pujabji to the Kapan. So Lama asked me to do that, so I tried to do that. Buddha. I finished Buddha. I think maybe two times. Initiation of the protectors was the second year. Second time. Like that. I forgot my talk. what I was saying. Finish it. then I offered Long Life Puja at Dhammasala. I remember the Lama Master and Tushita. Normally Lama do not accept. So do some puja and some other puja, so not the traditional the long lat puja. Those who can really benefit sentient beings, so like that. Benefiting sentient being could be 5 people, great benefit. And they can be 1,000 people, things like that, but no benefit, hardly much, not much benefit, or no benefit, or harm. So depends. Depends on who it depends on the leader. Or no benefit, harm, or small benefit, even though there are a lot of people. So having a lot of people doesn't mean benefit, but doesn't mean great benefit, not necessarily. So even there are 5 people, it can be great benefit. And really, you know, able to guide the mind and able to have realization. So, I mean, subdue the mind and, you know, things like that. And, you know, somebody can attract, you know, a million people or, you know, 1,000 people. There's a benefit like this, you know. Not necessarily. Depends what you do. Depends what you do with him. So that's not having a lot of people, not necessarily. Have to understand that. And there are many people in the world, you know, that attract many people in the world, attract a million people, 1,000 people, or whatever. So it depends, benefiting or not, harmful or not, or no, all that depends on what you do with people. So like that. Tabje Kunala Marambache, great Bodhisattva from whom his son has received extensive commentary on the Bodhisattva in India. Tabje Kunala Marambache, I think I must told in the past. At the beginning, Rambache, young time went to Tibet, was born in, Kunu, I think, India, Kunu, and then went to Tibet a young time, and many great lamas educated, received the teachings, philosophical teachings, and different teachings, and also learned, the Tibetan grammars, also all the poetry of the great lamas, and so well educated in Tibet, and then come back. Then even in Tibet, become a teacher, great teacher in the medical college. In Lhasa, become teacher, teach grammar or the poetry or other things. Become teacher at different places. However, he was living in the Varanasi with the sadhus, with the Indian sadhus living in Varanasi and the river Ganga, you know, the sadhus maybe a friend sadhu was helping or something. So he realized sadhu. Then he came to the Tibetan monastery. That time, there was only one monastery. There was, of course, Theravadan temples, but there was only one Tibetan. There's only a Gelugpa monastery, near the stupa. That was built before Tibet was overtaken by mainland China. So that was built much before, and so came to that monastery to asking the lodging place, room, you know. But he looked like sadhu, so I think the manager of the monastery didn't give a room. So he slept outside the monastery in the courtyard. Gilu monastery outside the courtyard. The manager didn't give room. So I appeared like sadhu. So one night. Then I didn't know what happened. Then next day the room. And then his owner took commentary. Bodhisattva-dhara, Guide to Bodhisattva's Life, composed by great Bodhisattva Shantideva, the Indian pandits in from Nalanda. So after that, then become very famous very quickly, far famed. So the line, he was staying in the guest house outside the monastery. Gilipa monastery outside this guest house, two stories. And the Rinpoche had a room there. So there was people lined up, upstairs, up to his room, people lined up. Then downstairs, through the steps, and outside people lined up. And so the, going to see Rinpoche, like Kundalama Rinpoche, like that. So soon became famous. forgot what I'm going to say. While I was telling this, I forgot my aim. What? That is that you went too far back. I forgot. So anyway, I received the commentary from Bodhisattva-dhara Rinpoche gave in the Kanyul Hakam, the author of Gelugpa Monastery, for many other geshes, okay, Chama Gyatso, support of those geshes. So many of those geshes, when they were in Tantra College, and other lamas, and I requested a commentary on the Bodhisattva-dhara, but Rinpoche gave a room, Bodhisattva-dhara, and Rinpoche's room, only myself. But he began commentary on the emptiness chapter. On the emptiness chapter, as soon as he began teaching on emptiness, I fell asleep. Then I fell asleep. So I think I have a lot of obscuration to realize emptiness. So because of that, fell asleep in the teaching, you know, emptiness teaching. So then, Lama passed to enlightenment in Nepal, and then 50 verses on the money. Think great yogi. Great yogi. Padamasangya is the 100 advice, very effective advice. So I received from Rinpoche in Nepal. Then Yundan Shijima Foundation was called to the Sanghas together, to the Western Sanghas. Then Rinpoche advised to Tangsal Bodhichara. That time, translation of Bodhichara in English exists. It's done by one man from Sikkim who made dictionary, Tibetan English dictionary. The Gajadawa Sandhu, I think, there was only one. There was only one. Also, Rinpoche advised to translate Bodhichara, even though other people translated, but you learn well the Tibetan and the English, both they translate. So maybe, so hopefully in the future. But I think it's a very interesting subject. Very interesting subject in the case of the subject, of course, yes. But what I'm saying is that there are different books. I know there are different translators. Alan Wallace and some of the, what's his name? There are different books. Some for the Sanskrit, type for the Sanskrit, and some that then there's a what another the what Lotus one organization, Pemakara. So sometimes looks like some left out or some there's always a kind of not same, no that for Sanskrit or something. There's I did a little bit three different translations. I listened and when we translate the motivation, I think here you didn't get. So I've been telling the different centers going during the meeting and also during the retreat. So for students to begin the day with that. When they open the eye, then to open the mind for that in the morning. So life to become Dharma. Dharma means that life become on the cause of correct understanding, cause of happiness. Then life to become the cause of nirvana, the liberation from oceans or samsara. Then life become cause to achieve the sangye, total elimination of obscuration and completion of all the realization buddhahood. So I have to become that for the sentient beings. So the I edited that Bodhisattva-tara, second or third part of the chapter. So I was comparing those different translations, and I didn't find much satisfied, and even though that was very short. So therefore I'm saying interesting to be able to translate the Bodhisattva-tara. It is a because myself career learning and to accept to the mind and so I will do that in the future. So anyway, so to try to benefit in even small the center things, you know, not much, but even 2-3 people try to help, you know. So to really introduce what is the correct cause of happiness, what is the correct cause of suffering, and then change the mind, change the action, the karma, you know. That's a big thing to change recognition of that unmistakable cause of suffering, unmistakable cause of happiness, and then to abandon as much as possible. Taking five upasaka, five precepts, and then like that, abandon the five negative karma. So things like that, you know. Or even 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, or even only refuge bhava or something like that, or even example like that. So anyway, try to benefit, not only human beings, not only dear human beings, but also dear animals. Dear animal. I'm not talking about that. Dear precious. Recently, in Bendigo, we met this sheriff, met through our computer. It was a queen computer, so, my dad, sorry, I should read the blaze. It's meant for animal blessing. They did animal blessing at the stupa last time by themselves. This year that was done, but I didn't go. But I sent the mantras. I told her the day before, I told him the mantras. And then he did in morning rest. Then the mantra was able to provide, not this one, just before the animal blessing time. So it was great. This much. Also, it has been the Dhammakaya relics, and there is the five powerful mantras of the five powerful deity for purification. And the most is the mantra that you put above the door. The Om Pema Ushin is Pema Lumbe, the stainless pentacle did this mantra. So it has most number that. So I don't remember. So number was counted well. But after finish animal blessing, then put Raja found pot container to put in the mantra inside. So it still is space. So we added much more mantra on that. So put it on the head of the animals. So many people can. So I think the day of the enlightenment, Buddha's day, enlightenment, They had a celebration, and I think 7,000 people came, right? 8,000 people came at the stupa. Vindika stupa was not finished, just constructed up. The large stupa, the Yangtze, the Zang, above Tibet, close to Shigete, Jeshun Monastery. So, Yangtze, that was my idea to build like that. So, yeah, I don't know about a lot of people came the first time, and also this mantra happened suddenly, because what happened was when I was a small child, went from Sorokumbu to Tibet to meet another uncle who was in the army, then married a Tangba lady in Tibet, doing business in the factory where I lived 3 years. So on the way, we saw Panchen, which is the wonderful pathway in Tibet, and not in the monastery, but down below Dajin Potang. And sitting on the in the throne, and then long stick. On the long stick, there is something bundled. I don't know what it is. Then he puts on the head of the people. And there were geckos, gales, or gecko, very tall monk, and the dongas, very big, so they push the people very quickly. So the stick, there was some bundle drum. So Jabje Rinpoche told me, I remember that, Jabje Rinpoche told me that it contains five powerful mantra, this Namjalma and Kunrik and Stainless Pentacle and Vamoshin Nishibemanube. So those mantras. So that's a great idea. So Rinpoche said that, what contains that. So by putting on the head, they liberate from the lower realms and purifying the karma. So then, quickly met the mantra, he's a quick computer. So ready for next morning for the animal blessing. So that's a new one. He has gone to get the list of the mantras. So it has four Dhammakaya, but not only that, the five powerful mantras. The most is the Bhema Ushindi Bhema Humbe. So this I meant to carry to give to use for a particular animal blessings. But of course, it's called animal blessing, but it's what Panchen Rinpoche used. Those great lamas used on the tree, on the long sticks to put on people's head. So this is a 300,000 Bhema Ushindi. I mean other mantras. The other ones, Omani Bhema, of course, the most powerful. That in Bhema. So you see, by putting on the head of human being or animal, purifies the kasa. Because there's only one mantra. It purifies negative karma collected in 1,000 negative karma collected during the past 1,000 years. It purifies. If there's one mantra. But now there's 300,000 mantra inside of Bhema Ushindi. So even just by that, without counting other mantra, from the head, it purifies 300,000 eons, right? 300,000 eons of the nirkama. So just that mantra. Then of course there are many other mantras, very, very, very powerful. So just put, just on the, even without touching, just being on the head, wow, 300,000 eons, at least in the other mantras. So, so like that, so ideas, at the bottom lotus, and then you, you have a lotus like Buddha's, and Buddha seat lotus like that, around, but the bottom, the, you know, the kasa, sweet well, kachil kasa. Ah, blissful. Ah, was in about three kayas, so then the lotus around, and with the cloth, you know, the different color clothes. So put a thread, different color thread around. Then the expensive brocade put around. And there can be letters, letters can be sold around. Or one bit more different. Yeah, and then on top, then you have a lotus with different cloth. Or then thread around. Then here, canopy around, so canopy around. The canopy, you can buy different color cloth from shop, or you can make it a canopy, shambu, you know, around. And then you put pearl decoration, like this, like my prayer pearl, I say. So the, so mantra, what you contend is a, long mantra of Jain, longest mantra, Paramanikambhum. Longest mantra, that is not common in, is not common in the Tibetan society, in Tibetan society. The, that's very common in Chinese society. Very common, that, that 200 short, short mantra. I think 2000. I'm sure. I'm not very good. I don't know reading numbers. 200. I think 200,000. And then, I don't know, something lost. Lotus Pendicum. Stainless Lotus Pendicum mantra. Number. Is it Omani Pendicum? 300,000. Yeah, then 800. 300,000, 800, Omani Pema, there. Then Lord, how much? 500,000 and 15,000. That one, which purifies, depending on how many mandas, then purifies that many. That means 1,000 eons, Nikshkama. So that means, so that many, like how many number there is? 300,000, 285. The Stainless Lotus Pendicum. Yeah, so that means that many eons naked karma get, that many thousand eons naked karma get purified when you, when that mantra is above your head. Then heart mantra, then heart sutra mantra, oh no, heart mantra, Nanjalma, I don't know, 46,000, 46,000, 46,000, 46,000, 800, the 5, Pavamansa Sanjindaya. Are there 400,025? The four Dhammakaya Reri Mantra, 1,000. Oh, no, 1,000. 100, 1,001. The Harsana Mantra, 200. On that, Kasane, that's a letter to the blessing. So the as I explained in the past, the long life projects also. So the basically, it's like this. Those who are not familiar, especially, and those who are familiar, to rejoice, and those who are not familiar, to understand. So this. The seven in practice, the procession, procession is antidote to pride, delusion, pride, antidote to that, purifies negative karma, collected with the body, speech and mind, collected from beginning of its birth, and transform into body, speech, mind, transform into Vajra, holy body, Vajra, holy speech, Vajra, holy mind of the deity, Guru deity, you know, like that. Then the next one is confession. Offering is the against antidote of miserliness. Miserliness. And the result then unceasing enjoyment. You know, only become Buddha, unceasing enjoyment like sky. Unceasing enjoyment, and when you become Buddha, completed the merit wisdom, merit virtue. Result is or result of offering, it's unceasing the infinite sky like that, enjoyments, offerings. Next one, confession. So confession is antidote obscuration. Disturbing thought obscuration and general obscuration to fully know mind, omniscience. Finish the system, delusion and karma. The confession of it is. Then issue Their mind totally is abandoned, separated from the obscurations, you know. And then rejoicing, next one is rejoicing. And then the antidote to jealousness. Rejoicing. So, in the universal education, second part, before the 16 human dharma, we have 10 divine dharma. With that, we have 7 outlines as foundation. Second one is rejoice. So always, day and night, always you rejoice. Good things, what you see for other people. Anything good things you say, or you see other people, you always rejoice. So this is one of the best psychology, to keep your mind in healthy. Keep your mind healthy, virtue, positive, dharma, so that. And always create good karma. Always create good karma. Whenever you rejoice, not rejoice, somebody suffers, somebody died, or like you rejoice for enemy, you know? If something bad happens, oh good, how fantastic it is. Not like that. I'm not talking that way. any good thing you see, happiness you see, then you rejoice. So always keep the mind. In the universal education subject, the foundation, second, that's the second one. There's 7 important qualities. So, also the best psychology, something like that. The practice. You know, they said this dharma practice in the 7 limbs, so this chatavada chin shabada. The 4th one, rejoicing. So the you achieve the tona mitume good word. Buddha's holy body, and then is it you never get satisfaction, no matter how much you look at it. You never get bored with Buddha's holy body. It has all the beauties. So causes to achieve that. Buddha's holy body, and which has all the beauties. Benefit for sentient beings. taking time. There's somebody who do not find job for many years. I don't know how many years. Through the years, couldn't find job. Came out to practice rejoicing. So, of course, in the past time, those who heard explained, yes, it's okay. But many may not have heard. Some may not know how to practice, how to rejoice. And that, best business. And if you're thinking in business, right? Best business, because the best income. Best life there. Well, not income. What income, what you can say, it's okay, income. So they come out for that person to practice. I let the message to Jimmy, so to tell the person, that's one practice. It's an incredible way to collect merit. Here is the true achieving enlightenment person. It's the highest success. Finish ceasing all the gross subtle obscurations, complete all the realizations, the highest success. There's no more greater success than that for sentient being. So, So first thing rejoicing is that I divide in three. So it becomes very simple. Doesn't have to be something kind of obscure or some not clear practice. No. Now, so you divide in three, then finish. So without merit, nothing works. Nothing. As much as you try, nothing works. That's what happens. So the rejoice, so the merit, so there's need merit and for success, to achieve the happiness and success. So precious. So I've collected so precious merit from beginningless rebirth. From beginningless rebirth, up to now. So you think that, so, from beginningless rebirth, not just one life, not just this life, from beginningless rebirth up to now, rejoice, the precious merit. So I have collected, wow. So then, so fantastic, I said, so fortunate, so wonderful. So fortunate, oh, so wonderful, so I don't want this word, so wonderful, I've collected merits from beginning of birth up to now. So you see, I say, best business, I said. So when you rejoice, you know, feeling good, you're feeling, not just able to say the word, no, the main thing is the mind feel good, mind feel happy. You have to feel the mind happy, then only becomes a rejoicing. Not like table word or recite word. Not that. So from beginningless rebirth, merit collects up to now. Depression merit. So then you feel so good, you know? Feeling so good. Mind feels so happy. Oh, that time, all the merits, huh? I must make that word, make that sound. That's very important, so that you don't forget. after I got the stroke, I make all kinds of noise. So all the merits from beginningless rebirth up to now become double up. Can you imagine? Wow. This business is the best business. Never go down, never go up and down like gold or dollars or everything goes up and down, even poverty goes up and down. Yeah, no. It's always up all the time. From beginningless rebirth, you know, you rejoice, you feel, your mind feel happy. Oh, all the merits double up. Can you imagine? Wow. Really. Anytime, every time it's like that. Not when you are sad, the merits down. Only when you are excited up, not like that. Not like that, all the time. so must know, doubled up. Now the first time, second time, how wonderful, so wonderful, the precious marriage culture from beginning to but after now. Second time, then, first time, double up. And then second time, what did you say? Third, second time, huh? Quadruple. Second time. Quadruple. then you do third time, rejoice again. Third time, wow. Then I don't know what you say. And then you say, I try to do one mala, you know, sometimes like that, sometimes half mala, or at least 25, I mean, 25 or 21. So that's why I say in the FMT practice, during the seven practice, the rejoicing must stop and meditate and feel. Otherwise, just you say the sad word and the Baba, and this unbelievable scars, unbelievable, you left out. You left out, this is just a word, and that's it. So your life becomes just empty. So that's the reason I ask in the FMT practice, I must stop. Whether you do Thara Puja, in the middle of Amachaba, anything there, stop and rejoice. When you do third time, it's unbelievable, the fifth time, but they become more and more, because you rejoice already, so I become double, triple, then amazing, amazing. So I said, the best business, you understand, keep in the mind. The person who didn't find job for a long time, they come out, that's true, that's best practice. And not only to find job, it's for enlightenment. Best success, and the greatest success. Okay? Someone who has great difficulties, whatever it's, then you do that in the morning, or in the morning, you can do it in the 3 times or 4 times a day, in the evening time, you can write that. So, even 1 time is unbelievable. So unbelievable. Then, second rejoicing, then rejoicing was all the sentient beings married. All the sentient beings married, you rejoice. So it's like this, her beloved child, that she cherished and that she, child survived than herself, prefer like that. It is a choice. The child get degree or child makes mother most happy, and somebody praise the child, somebody praise liberty, give a small present to the child. The mother, it makes the mother so happy, And also the, so it makes the mother so happy. All like that here, see. So by cherishing sentient beings, for you to feel like that to all the sentient beings, you have to cherish the sentient beings. And as I normally said, all your past, present, future life, happiness, all the past, present, future, all the happiness, including liberation from samsara, enlightenment, every single quality is Buddha, or Holy Body, Holy Spiritual Mind, every single quality is Buddha, Sabha, the path. So everything, all you receive, past, present, future, completely, you receive by the kindness of numberless sentient beings, by kindness of suffering sentient beings, suffering obscure sentient beings, by kindness every numberless helplings, every numberless helpers, every numberless animals, insects, mosquitoes, the khazani, all that, those insects, can see by machine but can't see with the eyes. Even the most of that. From every ant and, from every human being, from every surah being, asura being, intermediate being. So, your collection goodness, everything, every single thing came from them. By the kindness, and you see from them. Also, because you received from Buddha, this Buddha, one of the temple, your good karma, so good karma is one of the Buddha's actions. Buddha has two actions, one is possessed by the mind, one is with the ascendant. There are good karma, good thought, Buddha's action. Buddha came from Buddha Sabha, Buddha Sabha came from Bodhicitta, Bodhicitta came from great compassion came from the suffering sentient beings. So, like this, so all your, whenever we have happiness, even pleasure, after thirst, you know, drink cold water, or the, drink a tea, cup of tea, or, anyway, even cool air passing through the, hairs, the head, when you feel hot, or so comfortable, or even those pleasures come from every sentient beings. We receive from every kind of, every suffering, obscure sentiment. So like this, even Buddha Dharma Sangha came from the, Buddha came from numberless sentient beings. Jala Koche, Tejin Sanjalami teaches. So as we respect Buddha, why don't we respect the sentient beings? As we respect Buddha, why don't we respect the same thing, the Buddha, sentient beings? Oh, that's in Bodhisattva, that's very true. So you see in the world, people who believe God, they believe God, they pray God, in a process at 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock or something. So, see, God, we think God is so precious. But the God should have compassion to the sentient beings. God must have, should have compassion to the sentient beings. So if you can give small happiness, small pleasure, happiness to the sentient being, that should make God so happy. Then if you give small, if you hurt sentient being, very small hurting, very small discomfort, they would make God very unhappy. However you do a child, then that affects the mother. So the God, if you affect the God, depending on what you do with the sentient beings. So this is the God created. God has compassion. So if the God created sentient beings, because they're like the child or the mother, so as become unbelievable important issue how to take care of the sentient beings, to really take care of the sentient beings, even small comfort you give, and the freedom from small suffering, so becomes so important in your life. Then that makes God so happy. If that education, if that understanding, if that education happened in the world, then the world will have really great peace, happiness, no fighting, different sects, all that, killing so many people for years, and all this would not happen, all this torture, all this armor. So many people have to die, after they work so hard to collect money and build the mega buildings, all the so developed countries. After one time they bombed, one time they destroyed. There's a bigger problem. You know, you believe God, but then the sentient beings, enemy, they kill, the candle doesn't make sense. Two things doesn't make sense completely. So rejoicing. Cherish others. So you have to cherish others most. Okay? Cherish others most. And like we respect the Buddha, we respect the sentient, like Bodhisattva, respect the sentient beings. So the great holy beings, they respect the sentient beings, ordinary sentient beings. Like His Holiness Dalai Lama, he does like this to ordinary sentient beings. He bend down to ordinary sentient beings. All respect like that. Even ordinary sentient beings respect. Great holy being, you know, in the world, the generous, you know. So that's so. Sentient beings whose level of mind is lower than yours, then when you rejoice and they made it, you call it double. You call it double. They are numberless sentient beings. First, I used to explain, we built the 500-foot meteor project in India, and then somebody comes along, don't spend even 1 rupee, and comes along and rejoice. Oh, this organization built a 500-foot meteor project. With the text, you know? Not text, the statue. So it comes along, rejoice, how wonderful they created so much good karma. Comes along and rejoice. You see? Now this person has a, if his level of mind is higher than us, you know, he collected more double merit than us who spent so much money and built a 500-meter with a statue. He collected more double merit than us. You understand? He didn't spend even 1 rupee for that, for the project. He just come along, he rejoiced. Oh, he collected double merit than us organization. All like that. So now the number is sentient beings who level man is lower than yours. So you collect double merit, numberless double merit. Wow. What the merit you collect? Wow. Who has the same level of mind, you collect the same level of merit. Who has a higher level of merit, like Bodhisattva, you are not Bodhisattva, don't Bodhisattva. Somebody who has Bodhisattva, you rejoice one day, that Bodhisattva's one day merit, and you rejoice, you collect half of the merit, what the Bodhisattva collected one day, half that much you collected. So that the Pavanga mentioned that if you're going to collect, it takes 13,000 years. If you're going to collect 13,000 years, it takes. So therefore, Bodhisattva, you're not Bodhisattva, but somebody Bodhisattva, you rejoice that you collect half that's merit. So the half that's merit without rejoicing, if you're going to collect, it takes 13,000 years. Like that. So the numberless Bodhisattva, now you rejoice, one Bodhisattva is not just one day, but all the 3 times merit of one Bodhisattva. This is unbelievable merit. Then the numberless Bodhisattvas, wow. Then the collect 3 times merit, wow. Can you imagine? Like that, isn't it? Send them being 3 times merits, you know, from beginning to the birth up to now, and then, you see, up to now. Then, also you collect the future, all the sentient beings. I rejoice, so, you can do 1 mala, half mala, or 21, or, whatever, how many is that? So important. So the person who does find job or whatever difficulties, or then you must do that. Then second. Third, you can rejoice the Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva is among the sentient beings already. But you can, because the Bodhisattva, even breathing in and out, even breathing in and out, they collect more than skies of merit. More than skies of merit. Even breathing in and out. So, because of Bodhicitta, for sentiment. So therefore, you can bring up Bodhicitta, so Bodhisattva, numberless Buddha, the Buddhas. Buddhas, three times merit, you rejoin. Third one. So, by dividing in ten, the benefits, one you get. All of that, Buddhas, past, present, future merits, and how wonderful is, how wonderful is. So, sentence being merit, all how wonderful is, how wonderful is, how wonderful, Buddhas also, how wonderful is, all of that. So, that's, I thought to explain publicly, so that those people who have difficulties, and unable to find jobs or whatever, then see, can change. When there are a lot of merit, things can change. Things, even something so difficult, not possible, something, but a lot of merit, then miracle, that can miracle change. Then next one, asking to show Dharma will, that makes you achieve the, all the Buddha's qualities. And Buddha's, all the Buddha's qualities, ten powers and, four, which is no, free from fears. So all the Buddha's powers, Buddha's qualities, all the realizations you achieve by asking the Guru to show the Dharma will, requesting. So normally when you do Lama Chapa, it has, we collect all those merits. And then also today, look at that. And then, that makes to achieve all the 84,000 teachings. Result, result makes to achieve Dhammakaya, omniscience, and 84,000 teachings. A must achieve Buddha's holy speech. Tangbei Yangzhu. Must achieve Tangba related perfect to Buddha. Yang is Buddha's holy speech. Antidote. Requesting Dharma, to turn Dharma is the antidote to ignorance. Ignorance, and also the antidote to purifying the karma, abandon holy Dharma. Abandon holy Dharma is a heavy, Lama Tsongkhapa explained in Lama Chemo, destroyed all the statues, the stupas, scriptures, temples in the world, in the whole world. Heavy Nikkama, the abandon holy Dharma. So, requesting to turn Dharma will, that purifies the ignorance, and that purifies, request, then give teaching, then so you learn, you learn, you actualize part about ignorance, and then, how you are result of purify ignorance. And then the, such heavy negative karma, abandon holy Dharma. Purifies. Also the that yourself to turn Dharma, you the create karma yourself to turn Dharma to other sentient beings. Also, then to be guided by the Guru in their future lives. So the next one, the Dhammacharya Navatan, there are many more benefits. And the next one is the long asking to have a long life, several lives. So there's an antidote to any negative karma collected with the guru. There's a heaviest negative karma. Not the happiest, negative karma. Heaviest. As you told me, maybe happiest negative karma, not heaviest negative karma. Anything negative karma collected with the guru, or the antidote. So, regressing long life, when you do seven in practice, Alama Chava, with the many pujas, with the meditation as preliminary, we do seven in practice. So, regressing several life is the antidote of the Kasa. Negative karma, criticize guru, or the kind of that. You know, negative karma is collected with the guru. Angry to the guru, all this, criticize guru, you know, all that. So the requesting to return to Dharma, long life is that, that's the antidote to heavy negative karma collected with the guru. Normally when we do seven, requesting to ask her to stabilize. And that, in particular today, elaborated that practice elaborated today, and so like that. So, So seven in practice is the one that creates enlightenment. Your seven in practice creates your enlightenment. And your enlightenment and enlightenment for sentient beings, numberless sentient beings. So, like that. So the result, then you eat Bajra holy body, Dojuku, Bajra holy body. I think because of our connection, Dharma teaching, you know, so whatever Lama pray for the disciple has power, and disciple praying for Lama has power, and the parents praying for children has power, children praying for parents, long life or whatever, success has power. Also, we share the same material, the same house. People praying each other has much power. Also like that. Then dedication. Dedication is the antidote to anger. To anger, heresies. The anger, heresy destroy. That's the main obstacle to destroy the merits. So the dedication, then they cannot destroy. If dedication is done for enlightenment, especially by silver emptiness, then they cannot destroy, his anger cannot destroy the merits. So the dedication is the antidote to the anger, all like that. And the result is all the qualities of Buddha. Sanjay Yundetam Lajajo, all the qualities of Buddha you able to achieve to the result of dedication. So, so please understand, that so these are practice. That's essential practice every day of our life. So to have to benefit yourself, to temporary ultimate happiness, and to cause temporary ultimate enlargement to other numberless other sentient things. So this is the basic practice. So that's thank you. I'm sorry to retire.
Please turn to attached page in front, page 6.